As most folks across East Alabama may have seen on the news recently, the Obama administration announced it will delay the implementation of the employer mandate provisions of Obamacare by 1 year. The current law requires companies with more than 50 employees to offer insurance to those who work 30 hours or more per week or pay a penalty. I believe this provision, which was supposed to begin in 2014, will further hurt small businesses and is already having an effect on our economy. Now the Obama administration is in panic mode trying to implement this unworkable law. Postponing the employer mandate is the latest in a series of delays and setbacks. After the president's announcement, the House decided to support the delay, along with a vote also to delay the individual mandate. There are at least two approaches to undoing Obamacare: repeal it or delay key parts so that the entire law becomes unworkable. While repealing it is my preferred choice, defunding and delaying it are also viable options. Congress should do both. After the announcement of the most recent delay, I wrote Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid to encourage him to bring a vote of full repeal to the Senate floor. Unfortunately, the Democrat-led Senate refuses to act. Because of their inactions, Americans are stuck with uncertainty from the administration. It's time for the Senate to put hardworking families first. Obamacare is a train wreck, and America deserves better. By repealing Obamacare, Congress can debate the legislation that will help bring down the cost of health insurance while improving its quality. Until that time, I will continue to fight against this poorly crafted, broken law.